I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian government has persecuted the Christian church for years. Middle East Concerns, Daniel Hoffman.
They see anything that challenges the nature of the Islamic government as a threat, and therefore everything that challenges Islam is a threat to the Islamic government, because they derive their legitimacy from the fact that they are an Islamic government. So they see evangelism as a, if you like, a form of cultural warfare of Western ideas coming in to the country, trying to undermine the state and the legitimacy of the state.
But instead of retreating, persecution is causing the church to grow. Yet it's also making people question religion altogether, and atheism is growing as a result. Pray that believers will be witnesses for Christ in Iran. And Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says they recently had an incredible gospel breakthrough with the Syrian refugee community. Two women, Emily and Sarah, went on short-term mission trips with Frontiers and connected with Michelle, a Frontiers missionary. Together, they met with eight other Syrian Muslim women to study the Bible. LaHaye says,
these Muslim women were eager to meet again and continue their studies, so they set up a time for several days later. And as Emily, Sarah, and Michelle began walking down the road away from the house that first time, they heard yelling behind them. It was the Syrian mom's husband. And as he caught up to them, he said, next time you come, bring men with you, because we want to study the holy books too.
Pray for these Syrian men and women to come to faith in Christ. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their sign language? Well, this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.